poll, less than one-third of Americans think workforce diversity efforts improve race relations. By Katherine Hamilton on June 20, 2022. Less than a third, 29%, of Americans think workforce diversity efforts are improving race relations. Even as the equity and inclusion industry is expected to see billions of dollars in growth over the next several years. While most Americans support efforts to increase diversity in the workforce, many believe the practices are likely to lead to racial and gender quotas, and most don't think diversity efforts are improving race relations, according to the new poll from Rasmussen Reports. A survey of 1,000 American adults on May 31 and June 5 found that 33% think workforce diversity efforts make race relations worse. 26% say promoting diversity at work doesn't make much of a difference in race relations, and 13% are unsure. 65% believe it is likely diversity efforts at companies result in racial or gender quotas. That includes 35% who think it's very likely diversity efforts lead to hiring quotas. 20% don't think diversity efforts are likely to result in racial or gender quotas. And 16% are not sure, according to the poll, which has a plus or minus 3% margin of sampling error at the 95% confidence level. Woke diversity, equity, and inclusion training, DEI, often infused with Marxist ideology and critical race theory, have spread to many companies, schools, and even to the highest levels of government. Especially following the death of George Floyd and the subsequent push by Black Lives Matter to dismantle structural racism. For example, Verizon reportedly taught its employees in diversity training that capitalism is fundamentally racist and that weaponized white privilege is a danger to African Americans, according to a report in City Journal. The global market for these types of trainings was estimated to be $7.5 billion in 2020 and is projected to reach $15.4 billion by 2026, according to Globe Newswire. The United States accounted for $3.8 billion of the day market in 2021, a 45.5% share of the global market. Unsurprisingly, Democrats, 45%, are more likely to believe workforce diversity efforts improve race relations. Only 19% of Republicans and 21% of unaffiliated voters agree. However, 30% of Democrats think these trainings make race relations worse, as do 41% of GOP voters and 29% of unaffiliated voters. 70% of Democrats, 31% of Republicans, and 49% of unaffiliated believe companies generally should seek to encourage racial and gender diversity in their workforce. A majority of Republicans, 55%, disagree. The survey found that majorities of every racial category think it is at least somewhat likely that diversity efforts at companies lead to racial and gender quotas. Americans under 40 are more likely to believe in workforce diversity efforts and less likely to think these efforts make race relations worse. Government employees, 40%, and Americans earning above $100,000 are also more likely to think workforce diversity efforts lead to improved race relations.